This is all about redesigning DNA in the computer. So if anyone out there was thinking that I was in the realm of conjecture, or worse, in the realm of fantasy and science fiction, I'm just reporting to you their research. And it's not hard to extrapolate the application of their research to present expectations to you as to what they're doing. It is the first time this important computation problem in bioinformatics is attempted on a quantum accelerator. When they say accelerator, think operation warp speed. When they say accelerator, understand the time in which we are in, the reset, the false reset, the counterfeit reset. The accelerator is accelerating the ability to change the pattern of the human DNA. All of this information here, even though it was just published, is old news. It always is. You know that this is years in development beyond any public release of this information. So, in conclusion, the mark of the beast is the number, the image, and the name. The name is DNA. The number is the sequence of the DNA. The name is the DNA, the number is the sequence of the DNA, and the image, we are created fearfully and wonderfully, we are made in the image of God. Satan seeks to change that image and create an image of his own design. So embedded in what I'm talking about here of changing the pattern of DNA to match the pattern of the quantum computer is that we always have to go down to electrons. Electrons of the DNA, electrons of the quantum processor, the qubit chipset, the qubits, the quantum bits. The quantum bits are electrons. The quantum computers, its electrons within the computer are, within the chipset, are quantum entangled. That's the basis of quantum computing, quantum entanglement. Now you know why I named this magazine Entangled. The electrons within the DNA, it's not only the pattern of the DNA that's being changed, but the spin of the electrons, upspin and downspin, that too is a pattern of spin electrons. So going beyond this paper and the previous one that I cited for the dodecahedral arrangement of DNA, going beyond those papers is the examination of the spin of electrons. So the pattern of the spin of the electrons within the DNA, that spin of electrons, that pattern, must match the pattern of the electron spin in the quantum computer. When the patterns of electrons match one another, then they can become quantum entangled. And that is the line of communication, the DNA computer interface that takes place between the vaccinated post-reset under the Antichrist. That is the form of communication, the interface that takes place between those that took the mark of the beast and the quantum computer that is running the beast system. Why patterns? Because the quantum computer is a divinatory machine that is based upon pattern recognition, recognizing patterns within data that is randomly generated by humans. That's the mechanism. That's the system of the beast. Random number generation, humans using computers always, as we use them, we are randomly producing patterns. The quantum computer takes in that data, recognizes those patterns. That's how it operates. It's a pattern recognition device, otherwise known as a divination machine. For that machine that operates based upon pattern recognition of data, it receives data from human DNA. The most efficient way to receive that information is not Wi-Fi, but through quantum entanglement, because it is instantaneous, and entanglement is a phenomenon that takes place irrespective of distance between quantum entangled elements. Electrons can be separated by any distance. That's irrelevant. And there is no time delay in the communication, often described in the literature as teleportation of information. There is no time delay in that teleportation of information. Well, what is information? Information is the spin state, the intrinsic angular momentum of electrons, the spin state, up spin and down spin. That is what information is. In Satan's binary world of 0 and 1, 0 is the down spin of a physical electron, and the up spin is 1. That is information. Through entanglement, entangled electrons share their state. They communicate their state to one another instantaneously. And if you measure one electron, thus changing it from, let's say, an upspin to a downspin, you affect that electron. Simultaneously, you're affecting the other, which was a downspin but now an upspin. The two share their states of spin. That is communicating electron. I'm a 1, I'm a 0. We're talking to each other. That's entanglement. We're sharing our states. And because they're shared, as you affect one, you affect the other simultaneously and immediately. For humans and for Satan, there is no better form of communication available. Thus, there must be an identical pattern of electrons, the pattern of DNA, in order to entangle the DNA of humans that have taken the vaccine with the control computer, quantum computer, 10th model, 10th generation, composed of 65,536 qubits, which matches the number of dimers in a human brain, which matches the number of combinations of geomantic figures. That in itself is all a pattern. It's a trinity pattern. It's a triangular pattern. It is a tetrahedral pattern. And the computer is a 600 cell built of tetrahedrons, which is a counterfeit of God's model of the universe, arranging all energy, all fields, all matter into the configuration of tetrahedrons. So in closing, the mark of the beast is the altering of the pattern of DNA that God prescribed, that God created, to a pattern that reflects the counterfeit, the chimera, as in the days of Noah, the reset pattern of DNA. DNA being reset. The DNA is being reset into a new form. I wouldn't even call it human. It's a chimeric form. So that with the entanglement, these humans, former humans, these chimera, can be controlled. And it all begins by taking the mark of the beast.